Welcome to the Words of Hope podcast, weekday devotions from the diverse voices of Cathedral of Hope, United Church of Christ.
The devotion for today, Friday, April 12th, 2024, was written by Charlie C. Rose and is narrated by Larry Carter. Today's words of inspiration come from John 21, verses 4 and 5. Early the next morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize who he was. Jesus shouted, "Friends, have you caught anything?" Hear today's words of hope. During the season we call Eastertide, that 40-day period following Resurrection Sunday, Jesus' disciples could never predict when they might expect to encounter the risen Christ. They were acutely aware that God was walking among them, but sometimes failed to recognize him, this miracle man who had been born once in a stable and born again out of a tomb to his true identity. Jesus no longer had the need to caution his followers to refrain from revealing some of his mysteries to the general public, who had not been ready to understand his true nature. Today, we can relate the story of Superman to Jesus' practice of emphasizing his human nature over his divine nature. After all, Clark Kent is a disguise. Kal-El, Superman's alter ego, hides himself from the rest of the world aside from a handful of a few of his closest friends, but his superhuman abilities are not diminished in the process. How many of us can relate to disguising ourselves to friends and loved ones, even temporarily, as we grow into the comfort of becoming our true selves? Perhaps you are among those who must not speak your truth in order to not endanger the ones you love, and perhaps in fear of losing your job or other kind of status. Who can blame you? Our world is unstable at times. Persecution exists, and some people seem to make it their business to out others, or sadly, use it as leverage. We live in a divided society on so many levels that we question our safety constantly. We'd like to think that we're relatively safe. At this stage of my life, I can't imagine the uncertainty of revealing myself at the cost of losing my life or family. Although it doesn't define all of me, my religion, sexual orientation, friendships, relationships, political views, hobbies, and so on are a big part of what I'd like to feel as safe enough to share. But we all know the truth. Our nation has been empowered by unpredictable new prejudices and bigotry over the last several years. I'm sure new ones are around the corner. So much of the news furthers the empowerment of these views with sensational reporting. It's not that we need to ignore the news, but rather the emotional charge that comes with over-concern. One of the ways in which I manage my doubts and fears comes to me when I compare my life to that of the original followers of Christ, who could lose their lives through the accepted acts of government violence of the day. The comparison doesn't remove the modern threats or diminish the need for justice for those who are persecuted. But we must find ways to react appropriately while living a close-to-normal productive life. In this season in your resurrected life, do you manage your day with news of violence against humanity? What are the coping skills in which you have come to manage your world so that you can bring hope to others? What is your true identity? Let us pray. God, help us find ways to buffer hatred and violence by practicing authentic justice, perhaps by peaceful, nonviolent protest, or simply by learning to love our neighbor. May we discover ways to educate our neighbors and forgive the fear in them that manifests itself in hate. Amen.
The Words of Hope podcast and the Cathedral of Hope daily devotions are a ministry of Cathedral of Hope United Church of Christ. To support this ministry, please subscribe to and share this podcast, follow us on social media, and donate through our website at cathedralofhope.com/give.